are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
I want to preach to you this morning for a couple of moments. It's all we need for God to do something. I want to talk to you today about an unchanging God in a changing world. I'm sure you'd agree with me today that we're living in a changing world. Everything around us is changing all the time. Climates are changing, global warming, a hole in the ozone, whatever that means. Temperatures change, seasons change. Temperatures of winter we now experience in summer and vice versa. Seasons change, people change, our wives change. Amen. I don't believe in evolution, but if you married long enough, every 5 years God gives you a new wife, and that's a good thing. Amen. Do stay interested. Technology changes all the time. Something you young people, all of you here today are young and beautiful, will not understand anything about. But back in the day, 30 years ago, if you climbed in a car to drive to Johannesburg, you lost contact with your world. You had to find a tiki box, you don't know what that is, a payphone, to phone your wife and say, or your girlfriend or your mother, I arrived in Johannesburg safely. The way we travel from the ox wagon to now possible space age travel. The way we do business, internet, TV, our cell phones, that become everything. You know, 20, 30 years ago, we thought it was funny because the spy movies were somebody would talk to his watch, and we thought that'll never happen. Now, your watch is becoming like your communication instrument. Tells you how many calories you are burning, who's looking for you if you have a fancy watch. Amen. So change is all around us. Consider it's estimated that 90% of all the items in your supermarket didn't exist 15 years ago. More information has been produced in the last 30 years than in the past 5,000 years. It is estimated that 50% of graduates are going into jobs that did not exist the day they were born. I've heard it put this way. My grandfather rode a horse, but he was afraid of the train. My grandfather rode a train, but he was afraid of a car. My father rode a car, but he was afraid of an aeroplane. I ride an aeroplane or fly an aeroplane, and I'm afraid of a horse. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Amen. So with so many things changing in our world, it's easy to ask, is there not a constant in our world? What is the constant, not only in the universe, but in our world? People's opinions change. People's beliefs change. People's political affiliation changes. People are fickle. Today this, tomorrow that. Today they love you, tomorrow they want to smite you. Thank God there is one constant in our world, and His name is Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi 3 verse 6, He says, I am the Lord God, I change not. I want you to know this morning, we serve an unchanging God in an ever-changing world. And I want to emphasize three things very quickly this morning about this God that we serve. Why, even in the midst of crises, in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of rumors of a possible another recession, how is it that you and I can be stable in our world? Where can we find peace? How can we anchor ourselves in the midst of storms? There is only one place, and that is in Him, in the one who never changes. So three things I want to talk about this morning. Number one, God is faithful. Everybody say, God is faithful. Numbers chapter 23 verse 19, the Bible says, God is not a man that He should lie, nor the son of man that He should repent. Has He said, will He not do it? Or has He spoken, and will He not make it good? Even when we become unfaithful, He remains faithful, because God cannot deny Himself. He is faithful. That means He's reliable. That means you can rely on God. He is faithful. That means He's dependable. That means you can depend on Him. People change. God never changes. His word never changes. His love never changes. He is faithful. That means He is trustworthy. You can trust Him. You can believe what God says. You can hold on to the promises of God. In 2 Timothy 2 verse 13, the Bible says, if we are faithless, He remains faithful. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, He who calls you is faithful. Somebody again say, God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9, the Bible says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 3, but the Lord is faithful. Hallelujah. It's like Paul wants us to know, almost in every epistle that he writes, that God is faithful. If God said something, you can believe what God said. If God says there will be light, there will be light. If God says I will deliver you, that means God will deliver you. Because He's the only constant in our world. He is faithful. His word is true. His word is exalted above His name. He watches over His word to perform it. No matter how impossible things seem in your life today, God is faithful. Therefore, we hold on to His promises. We hold on to His word. We hold on to our confession of faith. Hebrews 10:23, the Bible says, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. For He who promised is faithful. Hallelujah. I know everybody sitting in this place there in Pretoria, Johannesburg, all our churches. You have a promise. And maybe like a Joseph, you're not in the palace today. You feel like you are in a prison. Maybe you don't understand what is happening in your life. I have news for you this morning. God is faithful. God is with you. God is watching over His word. God will deliver you. Come on. God will bring you through. Hallelujah. God will send His angel to shut the lion's mouth. Come on. In the name of Jesus, our God is still faithful today. He still is Jehovah Shammah, the Lord that is there. He still is Jehovah Tzidkenu, the Lord your righteousness. He still is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord your peace. Hallelujah. He still is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer. He still is Jehovah Nisi, the Lord your banner, or the Lord your victory. Oh, come on, somebody. Give the Lord a praise, because God is faithful. When He sent Moses to Pharaoh, He did not say to Moses to tell Pharaoh, go tell Pharaoh, I am the God who was. He said, I am that great I am. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still is the same God today. 2016, 2020, things may change around us. Oh, come on. But our God is an unchangeable God. In the midst of turmoil, He's an unchangeable God. He will keep you. He will carry you. He will sustain you. He will protect you. He is faithful this morning. Oh, come on, you can look excited this morning, because I'm not talking about Bafana. I'm not talking about a rugby team. I'm talking about the creator of the heavens and the earth, a God who says, I've got your back. I'll walk you through the storm. Hallelujah. You're not going to go anywhere sitting there all cynical. God is faithful. No, it may not look like it now. Joseph, when he went through his prison, betrayal, abandonment, false accusation, he could have thought God is not faithful, but he never changed his mind, because God cannot change. He is. Not He will be. He is faithful to the end. Hallelujah. Number two. Are you ready? God is able. Hallelujah. I love it. Everybody say, God is able. His grace is sufficient for you. No matter what you are facing today, God is able. No matter how many people plot and scheme against you, God is able. No matter how low you may feel this morning, God is able. Maybe you lost a job. You don't know how you're going to pay those university fees. You don't know how you are going to put bread on the table. There's enough people that can testify here today about the faithfulness of God. My grandmother was a prayer. She raised 7 daughters and 1 boy. Her husband, my grandfather, died when all the children were still small. They had no food to eat very often. And she used to tell me. You see, my one great-grandmother always told me about the concentration camps. And she stirred anger in me towards the English. My other grandmother told me about God's faithfulness, how they prayed when there was no food, and how a man came one day that she never knew, They lived in a little place, Jagersfontein. Everybody knew everybody. But they were desperate that day. For a week they'd not had meat or very little to eat. She had to feed her children. She prayed. And she said, a man, a stranger, I think it was an angel. One night as they were sitting around the table, eating a bread, crumbs, she was praying and a man knocked on the door and he had a sheep over his shoulder, said nothing, dropped the sheep, walked away. They never ever saw the man again. I want you to know that God is able. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. I don't care how bad your yesterday was. God is today. God is able. God is able to bring deliverance. So when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, the king was up praying for him all night. The king who put him in prison. God will use your enemy even to bless you in these days. Listen to me. The one who fired you will talk to somebody else to get you a job. Because you serve him. Number one, God is faithful. Number two, God is able. So when the king came to the lion's den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has our God, or your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you? Somebody say, my God is able. From the lions. And Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth. You may be in a lion's den this morning, and there may be hungry lions yapping all around you, but those lions have no power over your life. God is able to keep you. God is able to protect you. Come on. Come on. You may have debt yapping its mouth. You may have people plotting and scheming against you. The issue is this morning that you don't stand in the lion's den by yourself, but you stand with God, who will send his angel to shut the lion's mouth, to deliver you and to keep you. The king was exceedingly glad for him, commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den. No injury whatever was found on him, because he believed. Everybody say, he believed. Come on there in Pretoria, say, he believed. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we remember the name of the Lord our God. Come on, because God will never fail. People will make a promise today and forget what they said tomorrow. Not God. The promises of God again, amen. You keep your eyes on Jesus. When everything is shaken in your world, you keep your eyes on Jesus. You remind yourself, God is faithful. You remind yourself, what was meant for evil, God will turn around for good. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. You remind yourself that God is able today. God is able to do anything in your life. In a moment. Sometimes people say, when you preach like this, you give people false hope. No, I give people hope. Because the Bible says, against hope, in hope, believe. Bible calls our God the God of all hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. No matter how many negativities, you can never resign yourself to defeat. Keep hope alive. Believe that God is able. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Three young men, like our students that I'm so proud of, that took a stand for Jesus. Three young men that refused to bow to the graven image set up by Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar had enough of them and commanded them to be thrown in the fiery furnace. And he challenges them to bow before the graven image. Listen to what they say. They say, if that is the case, Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel chapter 3, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. Not arrogance, confidence. But if not, if the storm does not subside immediately, if not, we will not bow, we will not give up, we will not become cynical, we will not become negative, we will believe again, we will get up again, come on, we will give again, we will pray again, we will love again, we will do what God calls us to do. If not, let it be known that we will not serve your gods. Hallelujah. We will not serve the gods of unbelief, doubt, fear. We serve the living God who is faithful, who is able. And we know the story, how that the fire was heated even seven times more, that those mighty men who threw him into the fire, or them into the fire, died. And the minute they were thrown into the fire, they were loosed. You see, sometimes God needs you to go to the prison to demonstrate His power. Sometimes He delivers you from the fire. Other times He allows you to go into the fire. And in the fire, God sustains you. God keeps you. The Bible says the fire had no power over them. In the fire, they did not fall down. They did not give up. They stood. And in the fire, the fourth person appeared like the form of the Son of Man. Come on, hallelujah. Jesus Christ Himself appeared. And He broke those chains off of them. Hallelujah. And He sustained them. So the Bible says, not even when they came out was the smell of smoke upon their bodies. You may sit in the fire today. Something that you never caused for yourself. You feel like you're in a fire. I want to tell you today that God is able to sustain you. God is able to keep you. God is able to protect you. God is able to preserve you. God is able to provide for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. No matter how impossible things may seem, the Bible says the things that are impossible with men are possible with God. For with God all things are possible. Hallelujah. He's an unchanging God in an ever-changing world. We get so clever and so intellectual today that we want to serve God through our intellect and our reason. The Bible says we have to be like little children. Even 2016, with all the information that we have, Google at our fingertips. What are the odds that I'm going to get through this? You talk to young people today, they always want to look at the facts and the figures. And that's fine. But you can't take your eyes off Jesus and stop looking at Jesus. And forget that He is faithful. He is able. If nobody gets a job, you need to believe God that you're going to get a job. If nobody gets delivered, you need to believe God that you are going to be delivered. Oh, come on, say amen. And give the Lord a praise today in this house. Hallelujah. I want you to know He still is a mighty deliverer. He delivered Israel from the Egypt and from the Red Sea. Jehoshaphat on the battleground when three armies attacked him. David, when facing a mighty giant, Goliath, God showed up and God delivered him. Jonah from the fish's belly, from digestive juices. Hezekiah, when he was about to die, he cried out to God and God gave him another 15 years. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas in the midnight hour, rather than murmur and complain, they praised God and God sent an earthquake and God delivered them. How God is able. Hallelujah. He still is the keeper of His people. He still is a deliverer of the oppressed. He still is a healer of the brokenhearted. He still is a waymaker. Hallelujah. He still is an opener of prison doors. He still is a stiller of the troubled water. He still is a calmer of every stormy sea. In Psalm 34, David says in verse 4, I sought the Lord and He heard me, and He delivered me from all my fears. The poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his trouble. Hallelujah. You're facing trouble. It's a good time to believe God, that God is able. God is able. 7 years later, God is able. God will keep you. God will carry you. God will sustain you. Can you say amen? Number three, almost finished. An unchanging God in an ever-changing world. Number one, God is faithful. Number two, God is able. Number three, God is ever present. Hallelujah. That means I'm never alone. Wherever I go, I have God with me. God on the inside of me. And that means I'm a winner today because the greater one lives in me. Hebrews chapter 13. The Bible says in verse 5 and 6, for He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do against me? That's what David knew. That's what he understood when he was on the battleground. He wasn't facing Goliath as a man 5'11" or 5'10". He was facing Goliath and he knew God was with him. This invisible God, the creator of heaven and earth, was with him. This God was his defense. This God was his shield, his protection, his deliverer. I want to tell you today exactly the same, that God is with you. When you go for that business interview, God is with you. His favor is with you. When you go through the trial, through the storm, through the valley, God is with you. Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. No matter where I find myself, I can boldly believe goodness and mercy will manifest in my life because the Lord is with me. Oh, come on. You have to lift up your faith in your heart. You have to believe God for something great to be done, that God is your defense. God is your deliverer. God's got your back. God will surround you. You're a child of the Most High God. It's like people sometimes think that God doesn't care for his people. Hey, any parent knows, you mess with my child, you mess with me. Don't mess with God's kids. God's got your back. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Bible doesn't say weapons will not be formed against you. The Bible says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. For their righteousness is of me, says God. I will be your defense. I will be your provision. I am Jehovah Jireh. I am your safekeeper. I will guide you through the valley of the shadow of death. I will take you through the valley back to the mountaintop. Just keep your eyes on me. Hallelujah. A present help in times of need. He will walk you through the fire. He will guide you in your darkest hour. He will lead you and keep you in the stormy city seas. In Psalm 91 verse 15, the Bible says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. It's like sometimes we just think God must keep us from trouble. God says, I'm going to be with you in the day of trouble. Why do I have to go through this? Because going through that, you will discover who God is and you will discover who you are. And you will have greater empathy for people that go through trials and tribulations. Because you will understand God's faithfulness, that God brought you through, like my grandmother, that when there was nothing, somehow supernaturally God provided. He still is a miracle working God. He still can send a raven. He still can send a prophet. He can still make water flow out of a rock. He still can turn your enemies around, their hearts, their attitudes. There is nothing that this God cannot do. He's an unchanging God in an ever-changing world. People's attitudes change. People's emotions, affections change. Today, Hosanna. Tomorrow, crucify him. Not our God. David said, when my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Even when you run from God, will God come after you? He will chase you down. There is no place you can go where the love of God will not find you. David said in Psalm 139, where can I go from your presence? Where can I go where I will not find you? This God that I talk about is omnipresent. You can run to the club and backslide. God will come, like he came to Peter when Peter backslid and he ran away from God. God came to him. When Moses backslid, God came to him in a burning bush. I want you to know today that God loves you. I want you to know today that God will not give up on you. You may run away from God, but God will never turn his back on you. God will chase you until you come to your senses, because God loves you. 2,000 years ago, he loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him, oh come on, should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the gospel story. God is faithful, family. God is able. Hallelujah. God is ever present. And that means our God answers prayer. David said in Psalm 116, I love the Lord because he heard the voice of my supplication. Call unto God and he will hear your prayer. Call unto God in the day of your trouble. He will hear your supplication. He will answer your prayer. When the Syrophoenician woman cried out to God for her daughter, God heard her prayer and God healed her daughter. Oh, come on, in Jesus' name. When Hannah cried out before God wanting a child, God heard her prayer and God removed her barrenness and God gave her a child. When Joshua cried out to God on the battleground, God caused the sun to stand still and he gave victory to his children. There is nothing God cannot do. There is nothing God cannot do. There is no prayer you can pray that is too big for your God to answer. Because our God is a present help in times of need. Hallelujah. Take your seat. He's a present help. He's a present help. I don't know what the doctor said, but I'm going to believe the Bible. I'm going to maintain the attitude like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Even if I die in the fire, I'm not losing my faith. But maybe you're sitting here today and you've never given your life to Jesus. Your world is being shaken. If you die today, you don't know where you would spend eternity. Maybe you grew up in church like me, read my Bible every day, prayed every night, Father, forgive my genade, like all my sons in my arms on full. I had no relationship with God. You see, God is not an angry God. God is not a God who wants to write people off. He's a God who came to save this world. The Bible says in John chapter 3 verse 17, He did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. We all need saving. We all need forgiveness. Every human being needs a new beginning. And that happens the day you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. So everybody pray this prayer right now. Say, Lord Jesus, thank You for loving me just as I am. Thank You for dying for my sin. You took my place at the cross. You went to hell for me. And You ascended to the heavens for me. Thank You that You paid the ultimate price so I can be free. I accept You today as my Lord and as my Savior. With my mouth I confess, Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for a new beginning. Thank You for forgiveness. Thank You for being present from today forever. I give myself to You. I surrender all to You. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.